Greetings, Liddell. This is Bob Rouse, your host of the Grace Radio series Voices. This adventure in programming for Grace Radio features the voices of our neighbors here in Slidell about matters of community interest. Our guest today is Pastor Morris Santangelo of New Beginnings Church, also known as the lead pastor of Slidell Ministers Association, also known as Chaplain Morris Santangelo, and serves on a plethora of other committees that benefit the Christian community and the kingdom of God. So, Pastor Morris, welcome. Glad you're here.
Wow. Thank you, Bob. I forgot about the plethora. I remembered most of the stuff that I did, but I didn't know about the plethora. I guess since this is a time of Thanksgiving, I should be thankful for that. As soon as I get my dictionary out, I'll know what that's all about.
You're an amazing human being. We appreciate you, Pastor Morris.
Thank you so much. Thank you for letting me be here today with you.
Amen. Amen. You know, as we mentioned at the beginning of this, Thanksgiving is upon us. In a few days, we'll be eating too much turkey with dressing and canned cranberry sauce. Obviously, you know what I like, along with pumpkin pie and pecan pie. And while that's an important part of what we do, it's not the most important part of the Thanksgiving holiday. And Pastor, I was hoping you might give us your perspectives on being thankful, something that we can kind of chew on and maybe take to the dining room table on Thanksgiving Day.
You know, I guess it's because of its national holiday, we think of it as just since it was incorporated back by founding fathers and then established later on as an official holiday, a time to thank God for who we are and what we are. But you know, Bob, our attitude of Thanksgiving goes back as far as the writings of the Old Testament, where people were thankful to God for what he had done in their lives. One of my favorite scriptures in Psalm 100, where it says, David said, I enter your gates with thanksgiving in my heart and enter your courts with praise. We ought to be thankful not just on the fourth Thursday of November every year, but ought to be a real part of our lives. And we're thankful. And Bob, I know it's in the current economy of society, in our world, with so many things that are just out of control, we sometimes forget how blessed we are in this nation, that God has been so good to us beyond measure. I heard someone say not too long ago that if you can get up on Sunday morning and leave your house and get in your car and drive to your church, you're like in the top 1 or 2% of people with wealth in the world.
Amen.
I mean, that's pretty amazing when you think about it, that we have so much to be thankful for. As you know, I've read a lot of our founding fathers' original documents because I'm very interested in that era that we come from, and they just were thankful over and over and over again for what God had done, and they recognized that the accomplishments that they had made were in direct correlation to God blessing us. And I don't want this to be a history lesson, but this bastion of freedom is ordained by God. Christopher Columbus, when he came over here, in his memoirs, in his diary, he wrote that he believed God was directing him here. Over and over again, you read sermons from the early preachers and political speeches and the idea of the providence of God, that God watching over us, God delivering us, is so prevalent that we would be foolish not to thank God. We would be cutting a different path through our nation if we forget to do that. So, we need to be thankful. And you're right, it's not just about turkey, which in other things, but it's the attitude of gratitude, to use that phrase. Be grateful to God for what he's done.
Let me provoke you a little bit. Let me provoke your thinking a little bit. Would you say Thanksgiving is a right of Americans to have Thanksgiving? Are we endowed by this with our Creator to do Thanksgiving?
Oh, I think he's given us so many gifts that I don't know that I would say we have a right to it, but I would say we have a sacred obligation to it. In the book of Hosea, one of those little known books that in the Old Testament that don't get read a whole lot. There's a conversation where God said, you know, I was causing the sun to shine. I was causing the rain to come. I was delivering you from the hand of your enemies. I was doing thing after thing after thing after thing in your life. And God said, you know what really torques me? If I can use that modern word, a word in today's society, it really upsets me that you didn't stop and recognize it was me and say thank you. And so, I think we need to be thankful. One of the things that I've noticed in today's society, being the young age that I am, I've got to see a lot of life. And I was raised by my parents to be polite, and particularly, I know it's not politically correct to say this, but particularly polite to women. You open doors for them. You let them sit down. If you were in a bus and you were sitting, they got on the bus, you know, you'd stand up and offer the seat to them. It used to be a graciousness. People say, well, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I've noticed today that if you open the door for a man or a woman and to go in front of you, they just walk in like they were entitled to that and didn't say thank you. So what I do is I say thank you to them. And they turn around and look at me like, what? What have I done? You know, I just let it go because I do it to try to spur them to realize that somebody did something for them. And God has done so much for us, Bob. Not just me as an individual and you as an individual, to live here, to be in this great country, and to realize that it's God's hand that preserves us. The Founding Fathers called it the divine providence of God, a word we don't use very much, but it was very popular back then. And it meant that God's hand was guiding us and setting the course for us. We have been so blessed beyond measure that I think it would be rude not to say to God, not just once a year, but every day of the year, thank you, God, for letting me be here.
Amen. And of course, that is our prayer every day, mm-hmm. is thank you, Lord. Thank you for saving our soul. Thank you for healing our bodies.
Amen.
Thank you for providing the food for our table and a shelter to live in that keeps us dry. You know, just a constant attitude of thanksgiving. Maybe we get to celebrate it once a year with all of our neighbors, Christian and everyone. But the other side is it should be an everyday event.
Yeah, and you know, I joke a lot when people ask me, how I'm doing, and you know, when you greet people, I say, well, I'm doing good. You know, I got out of bed this morning. I know my name, and it's just my warped sense of humor. But you know, the ability to get out of bed, to know who you are, to know where you are, that's a blessing.
Amen.
You know, and particularly as our society gets older, we have a lot of older people around. Not everybody's that blessed. The sickness, you know, and sickness grabs you and zaps your strength. To be thankful that you're healthy, whatever level of health you have. I know that many of our listeners are not healthy, but my dad taught me when I was a boy. He said, I used to complain because I didn't have any shoes, and then I met a man who didn't have any feet.
Mm.
And I think that puts things in perspective.
It truly does.
No matter where you are on your spectrum of life, there's somebody who's suffering more than you are. So to be thankful for where you are in your life.
You know, our children and grandchildren emulate so much of what we do. They pick up our habits. They pick up our speech patterns. They pick up the way we say and do stuff. And they have a certain expectation of being able to please us by copying us. So I think for us to be thankful in everyday life, the places that we go, when I hear an ambulance go by or a fire truck go by, or the police unit go by, I can say, thank you, Lord, that there's somebody to respond to the
yes.
need of that person on the other end. Thank you, Lord, that you've given us the provision for all of these things. So even things that, yes, the things of God, but the things that God allows us to be able to create for our own protection, our benefit, and our care are pretty amazing things.
Well, absolutely. It's life, having life, to be thankful for our life, the life of our loved ones, our friends, our society, to be thankful for God's provisioning for us. One of my favorite scriptures is Matthew 6:33, which says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. And if you read back before verse 33, God talks about the birds of the air and the lilies of the field, and how that they don't do a thing, and that God takes care of them, and not one of them falls to the ground without His notice. And the lilies of the field are put in, dried up, and thrown into the furnace. And He says, not even Solomon in all of his glory was arrayed like one of these little flowers. And He said, aren't you and me, Bob, aren't you worth more than the flowers of the field?
Amen.
And
Amen.
Aren't you worth more than the sparrows of the air? And if your Heavenly Father can take care of them, He'll take care of you. And, well, if that doesn't get you being thankful, I don't know what it would take.
Well, you know, Morris, when I was a child and you were a child, there was much celebration of the first Thanksgiving with pumpkin and people dressed up, pumpkin pie, and people dressed up in costumes. And it was very much a remembrance of a particular event, which was coming to America.
Sure.
While we're thankful of that today, and while we're the words of Thanksgiving are on our heart 24/7, 365, the other side is that as children of God, not outside the confines of the United States of America, but as children of God, we need to all be thankful. I'm reminded from the time that we spent in Europe that many countries outside of America don't celebrate Thanksgiving at all.
Oh, okay.
There's no recognition. There are countries that do. Ours is not exclusive. But there's some that just don't set a day aside just to be thankful for who they are and where they are. Almost like it's a right, it's a privilege, it's an opportunity for them to be someplace, but certainly not a place that they need to say thank you for.
I heard a guy on TV the other day said something I thought was very interesting. He said, we talk about freedom of speech that we have here in America. And he said, if you were to go to Russia, you could say, do you have freedom of speech? And they would say yes, that they legally have freedom of speech. He said, but the difference between the freedom of speech that we have here in America and the freedom of speech that they have in Russia they can say whatever they want to say. But in America, we can say whatever we want to say and we'll still be free the day after.
Okay.
You know?
Good observation. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was great. We live in a society that we do have this freedom. It's not a license to do anything we want, but we do have this freedom. We have this prosperity. We're wealthy enough as a nation that, with very few exceptions, I would say, come the fourth Thursday of every year, we're going to have a turkey to eat. Or we're going to have a duck, or we're going to have something that's special, and we're going to have a pie, some kind of semblance of, you know, prosperity. Even those who are destitute, because of the generosity of our society, churches and other institutions and individuals will buy food for those who don't have the money to buy that, so that they can participate in this celebration.
That's right.
Of Thanksgiving. So that everybody can be a part of it and just be thankful for who we are, what God has done for us.
Amen. Well, half the word of Thanksgiving is giving.
There you go.
And I perceive that there are thousands of meals to be shared through churches, through other community groups, just wanting to celebrate with those who might not otherwise have the opportunity to celebrate. Surely, they have enough to be able to say thank you, to be grateful personally. But to do it in community, to do it with us recognizing what we have and then showing to the world our thanksgiving by our giving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we can give to those who don't have, and but to enjoy the moment, like you said, it's more than food. It's an attitude of our hearts. Thanksgiving is a family time, probably more than anything else, so where families gather together. It's one of the most traveled days of the year where families get together. And I think it's a good time for maybe for our listeners to think about, and instead of just chowing down on food, to spend a little time and maybe just go around the table. We've done this occasionally, and say, what are you thankful for? And let everyone from little children to the elderly just give a little testimony of what they're thankful for. I believe it would be an eye-opener for many to hear that. You might find somebody who may be very despondent and they don't have much to be thankful for, there'd be a great opportunity for you around the family table to say, well, Grandpa or Grandma or Aunt Sally or Uncle Joe, I'm thankful for you. You meant a lot to me. I remember the day you did something for me, and remind them of their value in life. Sometimes people forget how valuable they are. So that would be a giving of thanks for an individual who maybe doesn't feel that they have a lot to be thankful for. Amen. And you could do that. So it could be a great time around the table. You might have cold turkey, but you should have a warm heart when you got finished.
Well, that's the best of it all.
Yeah.
That's the best of it all. You know, as Christians, our vision is always looking forward. We don't look back. We're not bound by yesterday's mistakes. You know, we've been forgiven. We've been amply gifted to be able to do all that God called us to do. But Thanksgiving is one of those times when memories are important. To be able to remember my mom and dad who are no longer with us.
Sure.
I can't say another word to them, except maybe in a heavenly realm someplace, sometime. But I can't do that. So just to be thankful for those who have gone before, what they've done for us, what they've meant to us when they loved us and took care of our boo-boo on our knee when we fell
sure.
down on a skateboard, but we didn't have skateboards. But just to be thankful for not only our national heritage, but just our family heritage of mom and dad's, let me just say, doing the best that they can.
Sure. Yeah, now you know, you turn the corner on a subject we'll probably be here for a couple hours talking about. I know that you and I share the wonderful gift of having both our parents there for us, who loved us, cared for us. Both of our parents are in the heavenly realm right now. I had the privilege of knowing yours, and you had the privilege of knowing mine. And we're a product of that, a good mom and dad. Weren't rich, weren't educated. My dad had a fourth grade education. My mother had an eighth grade education. My dad was a laborer in a factory. But they gave me things that you can't buy, a sense of appreciation for other people. My dad used to talk about other people. He said, you know, son, there's nobody any better than you, because we all... And he's talking about men. So we all put our pants on one leg at a time. And so he realized that. And it helped me realize that, you know, sometimes we get intimidated in life. And it kept me from being intimidated a lot in my life when I was in a situation. Just words of wisdom that you get. And being thankful, having a meal. We didn't eat. It's a family joke with me. I said we were so poor. We had weenie stew every week, every day of the week, and on Sunday we got to eat the wiener. You know? I mean, we were poor. I didn't know it. I was just a kid growing up in New Orleans, the city of New Orleans. But I have prospered beyond measure. My dad always said, "Son, you can do better than I've done," and I have from a physical standpoint. But I owe it to my dad. I'm thankful for him. From mom always being there.
Well, you know, I'm happy for the time that we're taking to be thankful for parents, for country, for prosperity, for a God who loves us and saw fit to save our souls in spite of ourselves, not because of us, certainly. Mm-hmm. I'm grateful for those. But, you know, as we sit here and as getting ready to wind this conversation up, maybe we could challenge each other to make sure that we do all that we can in this Thanksgiving season to create memories that others will be thankful for, to be able to give a word of encouragement to a lonely neighbor, to be able to pick up the neighbor's paper and put it on their porch so they don't have to come out, or just speaking kindly to people in grocery stores, wish them a happy Thanksgiving and Godspeed. You know, maybe we can do the giving part of Thanksgiving with the sole purpose in mind of creating memories, creating a godlike atmosphere everywhere we go, like they used to say on the Long Ranger, who is that man?
Yeah.
You know, to be able to say, who is that man or woman of God? Where did they come from? What an encouragement they were to me today.
Yeah. We can make a place. We can do our part to make our neighborhood a place where people are thankful. Thankful for us and our impact in their lives. And whether it's our wives, our children, our grandchildren, or just the guy or gal across the street, to be a good neighbor. Jesus said that all of the commandments were filled up in these commandments, to love God and to love your neighbor. And so those things are really wrapped together. I know we're getting ready to wind this down, but you know something I'm really thankful for, Bob?
What's that?
I'm thankful for my wife. I'm thankful that I have a godly wife, a godly woman, who lets me love her and loves me in return. And I can't imagine life without her. I'm really thankful for her. Thank you for my children, their children. Just went to my granddaughter's wedding up in Lynchburg, Virginia, as you know, and to see some family members gather together. Man, thank God for the family that I have. Hopefully that the heritage of family will continue on beyond me. So maybe in 40, 50, 60, 100 years from now, somebody say, oh, Grandpa St. Angelo did this, and they'll be thankful for me having had an impact on their lives.
Amen. But those are the only things that last.
Yep.
You know, the turkey will be gone by Sunday afternoon.
Yes, and, thankfully.
Yeah, that's right. And so many of the things that we talk about will pass, but what we mean to each other, the love, the care, the expression of your love for your wife, and of course my wife as well, standing by my silliness at times, but always being a wise counsel in my life, those are things that will far surpass and far outlast and outlive anything that we do. And I know Christmas time is a time when we give many presents, with a T, S, but Thanksgiving is a time when we give our presence, as we're present in God's presence, to be present in each other's life, to be an encouragement, to create a memory, to create something that's lasting throughout the year. I may not get hungry for turkey until next Thanksgiving, but I want to be hungry for creating the good things of God in other people's lives between now and Amen. 2019.
Amen. I agree with you 100%.
Well, thank you, Pastor Marsh. I appreciate you being with us today. You've been a blessing. Any last comments you'd like to make to leave a memory with us?
Well, Bob, I'm thankful for you.
Thank you
for being my friend through the years. Thank you for your labors in the kingdom of God. I'm thankful for our community of Slidell. All the people around us that make this a great place to live.
Amen.
More than anything else, I'm thankful for the great grace and mercy of God who reached out and touched my soul and gave me eternal life. I'm a thankful guy.
Thankful for being open and transparent and letting us look into your heart and soul this morning. It's been another great adventure with Pastor Mars.
God bless you, buddy.
God bless you, sir. And thank you, Slidell, for tuning in to Voices here on Grace Radio. We want to hear from you. You can give us a call at 985-250-1037. Send us a text. And if you're thankful for something today and you've heard this broadcast, why don't you just text me one or two words of thanksgiving to our station phone number that we can rejoice with you for what God's doing in your life. Encourage you to like us on Facebook and go to our website, www.graceradioslidell.net. Make a tax-deductible donation. We really appreciate the help with this station. It's how we stay on the air. And again, the number to call is 985-250-1037. Well, that's it for now. Join us again daily for the Voice of Slidell at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. and get in the flow of God's grace here in Slidell.